guys, welcome back to Teen Girl Struggles. As always, I try to keep it real with you guys. And I was supposed to post an episode yesterday, and I'm so sorry that I didn't. I just have been very under the weather for the last 2 days, so I've really been on bed rest, and I really haven't been doing much, and I was asleep most of the day yesterday. And I just try to get up a little bit more since it was Christmas today. But as always, you know, we gotta get down to business, little bug gang. So today's episode is about manipulation, being groomed, and toxic relationships. So I think it's very important that we first understand that acceptance is key, and it's okay to struggle with that as well. And it's okay to feel confused and lost and over, what's the best choice of words for it? Overwhelmed. It's okay to feel overwhelmed with the situation, but that you can talk to people and that there's always someone around who wants to listen, who wants to help you, and it'll be okay. It will be okay. And you will be able to feel at peace. So, what I do want to do is give you some signs of a manipulation, of being manipulated in a relationship. And I'm not going to do too many, but I'm going to give you some ones I think are key takeaways. If you try to set boundaries and your partner doesn't respect your boundaries, he treats your boundaries as if they are not important, and you feel like you're always being pressured into doing things by your partner, or if you don't do things, something bad's gonna happen, you're being manipulated. If anytime you try to tell them no, they get upset and they don't appreciate it, they get mad and act that it's a problem for you to tell them no. No one likes the word no, but you need to be able to understand that sometimes things are not going to go your way. If your partner cannot do that, that's a sign of them trying to manipulate you, because they expect you to always say yes. A key little way of understanding this is if your partner says, I love you, but you're not there yet, and you don't want to say, I love you back, that's basically you saying no to the situation. And they become infuriated and make you feel like you were forced to say that you love them back. That's a sign of manipulation. And it could be a sign that you really not see. If they make dramatic statements and try to make you feel like the things they're saying are so important, are like a key example would be, if you don't stay with me, I'll kill myself. Or, I thought you of all people would understand. If they make dramatic statements like, wow, I can't really believe you would say that just because things are not going your way, they are trying to manipulate you into feeling like you're trapped with them. Crying. If they can cry whenever it's easy and convenient for them, then they're trying to manipulate you. Having to prove your love to them is a problem as well. Like, if you have to do so many different things to show them that you love them, it's not okay, because you saying you love them and showing them love in the simple, kind ways that you show love in a relationship should be more than enough. You shouldn't have to go out your way and above and beyond just to show them that you love them. If they always try to play the victim, anytime something happens, anytime you guys get into an argument, it's, but what about me? How did you hurt me? You hurt me. You hurt my feelings. And your feelings are completely just pushed off. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And you have to be able to see that. If they try to come too fast on, this also connects to an earlier statement with the love bomb. Saying I love you so quickly before there's a chance for the relationship to even grow properly. That's another sign of manipulating you. If they're always needy, there is nothing wrong with needing and desiring your partner's attention. But if it's the constant neediness where it's making you feel that you're trapped in their world, that is a sign of that's a sign of manipulation, as well as they always need you to care for them, but they can never care for you. Or if things are going bad, they have issues happening around their life now, and now they need care. So hopefully you guys understand this. This is not going to be the only time I talk about this, but this is definitely just the first episode of many, because I want to make sure I give you guys clear understandings. Another one is emotional blackmail. And that's when they try to make you feel obligated or guilt for trying to set boundaries or decisions and anything else that like you feel, or because you choose something that's a problem. Like if they try to emotionally make you feel bad, that's a problem. If they try to use your emotions against you, like maybe you suffer from some type of depression or something, they try to use that against you, they're trying to emotionally blackmail you. And there's also plenty of research you guys can do on this, but these are just some signs. And I just want you to know, you don't have to let them do that. You don't have to let them have that type of control over you. And I know it's much easier said than done. I truly do know, because I was in a manipulated relationship, a manipulative relationship myself. I felt like everything that I did in my relationship, I had to do it for my boyfriend. I felt like if I didn't do it, he would get mad, and I just could not handle it because he had cut my world off from everyone who I cared about. Like, it was just, he would tell me, oh, I'm the only person who cares about you, none of your friends care about you, I'm the only one you could talk to. And then he would play this perfect character in front of my family, so they would be convinced, oh, he's a good boyfriend, he's a good boyfriend. And it was just very hard, and it was a very, very whirlwind of emotions, because I didn't really know what to do. And some stuff, you know, as a teenager, I just didn't want to talk about with my parents, so I would close them out, and then I would be just left feeling isolated. But I'm here to tell you that I know you feel like talking to your parents is lame, or you don't want to talk to them, but your parents sometimes are your best resource. Talk to your moms, talk to your dads. I promise you, when you talk to your parents or even big siblings, you can feel so much more relief, because it helps to have someone else look into it, and someone else who's had more experience with the situation, and it can give you much more confidence in standing up for yourself. So next I will do 5 signs. I'm going to just do 5 signs of toxic relationships, because this kind of helps support manipulation. So if you guys have jealousy in the relationship, there is a thing called healthy jealousy. Everybody wants their partner to be a little jealous of them. My bad, it's clicking. Everybody wants their partner to be a little jealous of them, and you know, just to feel like, oh, okay, you care, and you don't just want me out there doing anything. But you should be able to live your life. You shouldn't have to feel like just because you're in a relationship, that means your whole world stops. If you're a female, you should be able to have male friends without your partner getting jealous. If you're a boy, you should be able to have female friends. These are just like small examples. There should not be an over dramatic amount of jealousy in the relationship, because a healthy relationship cannot survive if there is jealousy. Controlling behaviors. If you're in a relationship and the person is constantly trying to control you, tell you what you can and can't do, how you can do it, everything about you, that's a problem. And they're treating you more of their child than their partner. And that leads into a different sign of disrespect. And if you can't have a mutual respect for each other, you're not going to have a healthy relationship, because respect is the foundation for most relationships, friendships, any type of relationship. You have to have respect in a relationship, and it has to be mutual respect for things to succeed. I believe that's 3. Number 4 is a lack of support. If you do not feel like your partner supports you in the things that you do, if you feel like you never can count on them to be there for you, that is a problem, because if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to be there to support each other, and you have to find a way to either one, communicate that and work on that, or see that as a sign that you need to leave the situation. the last sign that I'm going to talk about for today is toxic communication, where you're in a relationship and your partner refuses to communicate with you properly and show you proper respect, and that they hear you and your thoughts and opinions and take your words into consideration. And if they just overlook your words and blow you off, that's not okay. Not okay. So what I want to last talk about, because I've been noticing that a lot of girls have been experiencing this and it does make me worry, is grooming. When you're being groomed, I want to make sure I give you guys a very clear definition of grooming and what grooming is, because I've been noticing that many people do not actually realize when they're being groomed, and it's not okay. So, by definition, grooming is when someone builds a relationship, trust, and emotional connection with someone so they can manipulate, exploit, or abuse them. So, these are very important It's very important that you know this. And usually grooming occurs when there's an older individual trying to prey on someone's younger, who is more emotionally inclined to fall for the signs. And really often, it's groomers usually prey at the young girls who feel like they're not loved. You know, I know that it can be hard to feel like you're loved by your loved ones, but I promise you, it's a better way to look at it, because that's groomers prey on you. And it's usually grown men or grown women preying on young children. So, I want to give you some signs of grooming. Oh, goodness. Okay. So, some signs of grooming are you guys being very secretive. Like, your partner wants you to be very secretive about how they're spending their time with you. They don't want to be seen in public with you. They are very strict. You have to tell lies about how old they are to the people around you, or when you're hanging out with them, especially if you're a child and your parents don't want you to know. A big sign, clearly, is the age difference. If you're 16 and you have a boyfriend who's 21, 22, he's grooming you. There's nothing mentally, a 21, 22-year-old has nothing in common with a 16-year-old. I know he might say, I love you and everything, but you do not have anything in common. You are in high school, like 10th, 11th grade. Maybe a freshman, but you don't have anything in common with a 21, 22. Not only have you graduated high school, you've also graduated college. There is nothing that you guys can talk about that can say, oh, we're in the same mental area. Y'all are not even thinking about the same paths. You came in legally, do half the things they can do. Also, if they try to encourage you to do underage drinking, drug taking, anything that they try to do to get you under the influence that make you more easy, that's a sign of grooming. Becoming very aggressive with you, trying to control you, trying to manipulate you into making you feel like they love you and that they're the only person who does love you, that's a sign of grooming. Asking for sexual favors, that's a sign of grooming. Or if you do them a sexual favor, they'll do something for you. Trying to buy you with gifts and everything and make you feel spoiled, that's also a sign of grooming, because they're trying to groom you into make you think, oh, they're going to take care of you, they're going to love you the way that other people are not loving you. And that can be signs. And I don't want you guys to feel inclined to these. I don't want you to fall victim to these signs, Marcy. Let me be clearer. Because it can be hard to realize when someone's hurting you. And it can be hard to realize when something's happening to you. And it's okay. And I just want you guys to know that you can talk to me about it. And I don't want you to fall into a situation where things change and now you're stuck and you don't know who you can talk to. I want you to hear me, and I want you to know that you have support systems, your family, the school, counselors, the police. You can call. You could talk. You could even DM me. My Instagram is in the bio of about for the podcast on Apple Podcast. And if you don't know, you can talk to me. Like, I'm here to talk to you guys. I'm here to give you advice. I have friends who've gone through this, and I'm giving them advice. I'm here to talk to you, because what I don't want is for a young girl or a young boy, if there's boys listening to this, I don't want you to fall victim to people who are trying to hurt you in any of these ways. If it's manipulation, just having a toxic relationship, or grooming, or if it's all three, because all three can be combined. They have very overlapping signs. And I want you guys to stay safe. I want you guys to be on your guard. I want you guys to feel like you can set boundaries, and that your boundaries can be respected. That just because someone does something for you does not mean you owe them sexual favors, because that is important. Now, I also have a message for Rebecca, who left a comment on our podcast. So we're now going to transition into something a little more positive. So I'm going to share her comment with everybody so we all can get a good understanding, because someone else might have this problem as well. She says, "Hello, I'm Rebecca, and there's this guy I like. And he likes me, but I have really strict parents, and I'm not allowed to text boys. And I met him at church." Prince, stop. "And I met him at church, but now I can't stay at the church anymore. And I really like talking to him. He's like a best friend to me, but I don't know how to keep in touch with him." So, Rebecca, first thing I will say is you need to talk to your parents and explain to him that you're not trying to be fast. You're not trying to do something to disobey them, and you're not trying to do something that they should have to worry about, but that you're just trying to make friends. And that, I know it doesn't seem like the most comforting thing, but it's okay for boys and girls to be friends, because you see him as a close friend. Clearly, you can point out that you both are in the church, so clearly God's a part of both of your lives. And, you know, use these things to your benefit to get them on your side. As well, if you have access to a phone or something, try to get social medias, anything that you can, to stay in contact with him. I know it can be hard, but you just have to start with these baby steps. And honestly, I hate to admit this, but it depends on your age group, because I know parents become less strict the older you get, but at certain ages, they're going to be more stricter, and sometimes it's harder to deal with what you want. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but that is the case. But I truly do recommend talking to your parents about it, because they won't really know what the situation is until you let them hear you. And I mean, don't just, "Mom, Dad, but I want to," like, have a sit down with them, have a mature young adult conversation with them. If you come to your parents in a mature situation, they're more likely to take you more serious, because you're trying to show them that you are mature and that you are being responsible and that you're not just trying to do things to be sneaky. I think that's the best advice I can give you right now. If you would love to leave me another comment and give me more information, I would love to talk to you about it. If you have any other questions, I would love to be there to help you. But right now, I feel like that's the best bet we can do for you. So guys, this does wrap this episode up for tonight. I'm sorry if it wasn't my best episode. I really still do feel under the weather, and I just wanted to make sure I got a podcast episode out to you guys. But I definitely will be doing one next week, because I'm going to try to put at least two more out before I go back to school in January. But as always, I love you, little bug gang. Please stay safe in this pandemic. Please wear your mask if you do wear a mask. If not, that is understandable as well. Everybody has the right to their choices, but please keep yourself safe. Let your family be safe, and let all of you be in good hands. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you all. I love you, little bug gang, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.